Congratulations, man. That's awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It is a happy moment for 27-year-old Sean Rock, a radio technician in Baltimore. He is getting a car.
Yeah, I feel great because it just helped me out with transportation, getting back and forth to work, and with my family, chores that I need to get done, and, you know, taking my son to basketball practice. He has swimming lessons. I mean, these are things that I can really attend now.
As a father of three children, Rock says life was rough without a car for the last 2 years. Ivan Smith is another Baltimore man who is getting a car. And for the 20-year-old plumber, it is his very first.
Now I have a car, I can make a lot more money by doing other side jobs. I can go hang out with my buddies and be happy.
What makes it possible for Rock and Smith to have such confidence is a program called Vehicles for Change. It is a nonprofit organization that repairs and provides donated vehicles to low-income families at a minimal price to help them stay employed.
Check the oil, the coolant,
transmission fluid, and the brake fluid once a week for the next 2 months.
Okay.
Martin Schwartz is the organization's executive director. He co-founded it in October 1999 with an auto parts distribution company that is no longer in business.
We looked at the problems with low-income families in gaining and maintaining employment. And two of the major barriers for them to get out of poverty was transportation and child care. And so we looked and said, well, what's the easiest way to provide them transportation? All of our cars to date are donated mostly by individuals. We do advertising on local radio and in the local newspaper, a little bit on TV, do a lot of word of mouth and presentation.
Schwartz says in the past 7 years, Vehicles for Change has awarded more than 2,100 cars to low-income families in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
All of our recipients come through what we call sponsoring agencies, and those sponsoring agencies are job readiness programs. They might be domestic violence programs. They could be a homeless shelter. They work with these individuals to help them make a better life for themselves, and they identify the folks for us who we get a car for.
Qualified individuals attend an orientation program to learn about safe driving and automobile insurance. They then buy the car with the help of a loan for $900 to $1,000.
Once our recipient gets a car, they get a 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty. They can't always bring it back here, so we probably have 30 garages throughout Maryland and Virginia who do repairs for us.
Martin says many of the people who get a car from Vehicles for Change are single mothers with 2 to 3 children. Nefakita Brown is one of them. She got her sports utility vehicle 10 months ago while she was staying in a shelter.
It's been a tremendous change. I mean, I've been able to do so much with this particular vehicle. You know, I have 2 young children. I feel more independent, more secure, being able to take my children to the necessary appointments or to go to a meeting at their school.
Martin says the program makes a huge difference, especially in recipients' financial earning ability.
A survey where we looked at 155 of our recipients, 75% of them had found a better job with an average salary increase of over $4,800 a year.
Martin says he hopes that donors will provide higher quality cars and more cars. He says by helping low-income families gain financial independence, taxpayers save millions of dollars on food stamps and cash assistance, and the entire community benefits. Amy Katz, VOA News.